Time, non-linear or linear. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie, the original one, the only one, and the real one. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of July 23, 2025. My predecessors and I have talked about time countless times before, yet this subject keeps coming up because many misconceptions must be cleared out about it, and there is always something new to say. Time, in general, is one of the subjects where interstellar civilizations, like the Taygetan one, are far more advanced than human culture is on Earth, as the understanding of time for those interstellar civilizations has come to the point where time manipulation and time travel are everyday activities. In contrast, on Earth it is still in the realms of science fiction. And I say that time travel is an everyday activity for interstellar civilizations because being interstellar can only be achieved with technology that permits time travel, as jumping from one star to another that may be hundreds of light years away is the same as time traveling, or else a ship would take hundreds of years to travel to the nearest star, when with today's interstellar technology it is done nearly instantaneously, although in the perception of the crew and passengers of a ship the voyage may take a few minutes to hours. A modern starship does not travel from one point to another, it literally jumps from point A to point B. But that is another story for another time. One of the repetitive debates about time is the question of whether it is always linear, as some people claim it is, or whether it is not so. Today I will share my point of view about it using all I have learnt while living among the very technologically advanced Taygetans. Time as an isolated thing does not exist. It is just an illusion, and only a perception that is generated by the minds of creatures with consciousness, and it is a byproduct of the process of thinking. Two or more creatures with a consciousness can similarly perceive time, simply because they think alike, because they have perception agreements, yet they will never do so in the exact same way, because they are all different as individuals, and even the slightest difference between them will generate a different perception of themselves, and therefore of the time perception they have. The idea of time always being linear is correct, but only when observed from the sequential point of view of an individual, and it spawns from the sequence of thoughts such a creature with consciousness and a connection to the greater source may have. Same way, if we follow the transit of one soul through several reincarnations, we may find that even if each of its different lifetimes may have occurred in the past, present or future, in a non-linear way, from the point of view and perception of that particular soul, its experience will always be sequential. There are some complications with this statement, because, although reincarnation has often been compared to changing from one car to a new one after the first one has worn out, and then to the next in an endless cycle, the soul does not remain the same each time it changes from one body to the next, as there is a clear spiritual and awareness evolution taking place in it as it experiences what each lifetime has to offer for its soul's expansion. This means that one particular soul will no longer perceive itself as the same one it was during its past reincarnation or reincarnations, and as time is the result of its consciousness and its thoughts, which in turn spawn from the very identity of a soul, then the perception of time's linearity is compromised, simply because the soul is not the same one it was at the beginning of its journey of reincarnations. Yet from another point of view, some linearity of time could still be argued here. People are not the same all the time, there is an evolution process. Their soul is not equal at the beginning of a lifetime and several decades later, so just imagine the differences from one reincarnation to the next. But ultimately, Even this last sentence still conveys the idea of time's linearity. Then we also have the so-called veil of forgetfulness, where a soul may not remember who it was during its past lives, and this in itself also alters or cuts off the linearity of time from its point of view, even though whoever that soul was before its present reincarnation and its experiences had, will still define who he or she is today, regardless if that person consciously remembers or not, because past life experiences work from an unconscious level. The very definition behind the word and concept of time seems to be inescapably connected to the concept of events always occurring in a sequence, and of having linearity. Even if we play events backwards, with time moving in the opposite direction where consequences happen before their causes, everything will still convey an idea of linearity. But having said this, the story about time does not end here. As I said at the beginning of this video, time is the result of thought, and of the consciousness awareness of an individual with a strong connection to Source, and as it experiences itself with the sequence of ideas it is having. This means that time depends on the self-perception of each individual, how complex and inclusive its ideas are, and how advanced in every way it may be. The perception and the idea of time always being linear is only valid from a lower existential point of view where a lot of separation and duality exists. It is valid only from the point of view of self-centered creatures with little to no empathy for others, because they experience time from the ego point of view, of thinking of only themselves, not including the perception and the experience of other creatures as part of oneself. As a soul evolves past the ego point of view and closer to Source, which is defined by total integration and the collapse of duality, as in total oneness, it will include the perception of other creatures who are taken by that soul as part of itself. This process of assimilation of other consciousnesses as part of oneself is the integration process that leads to oneness. Perceiving other creatures with a consciousness and understanding their points of view and taking them as part of oneself, in a nurturing process of expansion, leads to the collapse of the perception of time as being linear. This very process of taking something other as part of oneself is nothing other than pure love and integration, because you cannot take something you do not love as part of yourself. When a soul perceives others as part of itself, it starts to transcend the ego to the point where even while being in a physical body, which by definition isolates a soul from others, it deeply knows we are all one. Empathy grows to the point where the perception of the self blends between those who were once perceived as different, so there is ultimately no difference between one having an experience and not the other, as what happens and is lived by the one occurs to the other. This then expands to include multiple, and even countless integrations where the barrier which is formed by the idea of separation, of one soul being different from another, collapses into one mass, one soul that integrates many, and this grows to the point where everything is integrated as one, all the souls connect as one, to the point where even duality collapses, and this point is called Source itself. Source itself is a point of absolute consciousness, which integrates everything, even collapsing duality itself, and all this beyond comprehension, as we may talk about this level theoretically, but we are not equipped as creatures to understand something so large and so profound. At this point, where even duality collapses, there cannot be any linearity of time, as there is no concept of a sequence, and as all the thoughts of that super consciousness occur at once, and even these words are vastly insufficient to describe such a level of integration. Here time does not even exist, as everything simply is. This super consciousness called Source is as it has always been, is, and will always be. Removing all theological meaning from my words, this is the mind of God. But you don't have to go as far as source to collapse linear time, as countless creatures are so spiritually evolved that they experience the thoughts and events of others as their own, and they live that mostly as concepts, emotions, and feelings, in a completely timeless and non-sequential way. Those creatures are so empathic that they feel other beings and what they are experiencing with no distinction from their own, collapsing the very concept of self from their point of view. From the point of higher existential realms, where things are less dense, beings collapse time, thinking in such a way that it is non-sequential, even more so as they do not use words as we know them, only concepts, and they can experience several events simultaneously, events that from another point of view would be seen as separated by a long time. From that higher existential realm point of view, they can choose to perceive things in a linear way or not, as the concept of everything occurring simultaneously and outside time is obvious to them as they are so close to source. These higher creatures dwell in timelessness, and therefore are also eternal. These are light beings, and higher up souls who think in a way that is incomprehensible for other lower evolved entities who still dwell in ego and separation. Love and integration transcend time, where the concept of self includes what from other points of view would be considered as other individuals. This means that even if their particular biological lifespan is over, it is all the same to them as their consciousness is also integrated in the one of other creatures they love. Time has no meaning for creatures of this level. And the biological body is also illusory and does not define, nor does it limit, how high a being can evolve spiritually. About the old question, if time is linear or not, the answer is that ultimately, and from the highest point possible, there is no time, it does not even exist. And from the point of view of highly evolved creatures who are still someone and not another, time is relative, and it can be perceived as linear, or not completely, at will, as they experience whatever they focus on with no sequence, and an event is integrated as one into another, even if from another point of view they look as different ones. These creatures think in concepts, not words, and those concepts hold the very key to not perceiving time in any linear way. Everything just is, for them. Again, all this is highly incomprehensible for creatures locked in a concept of self which is based on duality, and is defined as the ego, which can also be defined as the de-evolution of the self. Time is only a subproduct of consciousness, and the idea of it as we know it, is limited by our perceptions and ideas, which do not apply to that of others. Time, whether it is linear, non-linear or non-existent, is relative to the being who is generating and experiencing it as a sub-product of its own thoughts and ideas. But ultimately, time does not even exist. How something that does not exist can be manipulated by technology, like with a starship, is another story. But ultimately even that is just an illusion, and such technology is doing something entirely different. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie, the original one, the only one, and the real one.